Hello, my name is Jonathan Soldera, and I'm the corresponding author for the paper Metastatic Gastric Cancer from Breast Carcinoma Presenting with a Rheumatic Paraneoplastic Syndrome. So, breast cancer is the most frequent cancer diagnosed worldwide. It is the leading cause of death caused by a malignant disease in women. We report a case of a female patient, 73 years old, who sought care due to weakness, mild abdominal pain, arthralgia, and weight loss. She was receiving anastrozole as a maintenance therapy for a local breast cancer that was resected 5 years ago. She had moderate anemia and elevation of acute phase markers, a C-reactive protein. Her upper digestive endoscopy showed isolated erosion in the gastric corpus, and the biopsy was comparable with a signet ring cell adenocarcinoma in the anatomopathological study, and was later confirmed to be a metastasis of a breast carcinoma in the immunochemistry, which showed a positive estrogen antibody. More imaging studies have shown that this patient had proximal bone metastasis. She was diagnosed with an autoimmune paraneoplastic syndrome and was treated with prednisone with improvement of her clinical condition. She then was started on chemotherapy, which also improved her condition, and has been followed up for 6 months with great improvement of her symptoms. In conclusion, systemic strategies seem to be the choice for aggressive metastasis from breast cancer, providing control of the disease and relapse-free survival. Prospective studies with longer follow-ups are needed to better understand the biological, pathological, and clinical pathological characteristics and outcomes of the endoscopic features associated with metastatic breast cancer from breast carcinoma. Thank you.